Thank you and welcome to the Telepizza Fiscal Year 20 Results Presentation. This call was recorded on April 30th, 2020. This is José Luis Renedo, CFO of Telepizza, speaking on behalf of the company. Before we start, as in prior occasions, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that certain information provided in this presentation contains projections and other forward-looking statements on food delivery brand safe future performance that, as you know, are, by their nature, subject to several assumptions, risks, and uncertainties. During this presentation, we will be referencing the company's fiscal year 20 financial audited results and the investor presentation, which is posted in our corporate website. As always, and for those of you that are not yet familiar with our company and our business, in slide number 4, you can find some key facts about us. As a brief summary, let me highlight our web presence covering 36 countries in Europe and LATAM and more than 2,400 stores, our leadership as pizza delivery operators through our two global brands, Pizza Hut and Telepizza, as well as our leading local brands in Ireland and Colombia, Apache and Ginos, and also our vertically integrated model that allows us to diversify our sources of revenues, extracting value from our own stores, the royalties and service we provide to our franchisees, and finally, the production of dough and the provision of ingredients and other goods to our network. Moving now to slide number 5, market conditions during Q4 have continued being materially affected by the restrictions enacted by the different governments to face the recurring waves of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the vaccine was not yet available. Despite these tougher conditions impacting the Christmas season, a peak period of sales for our products, the food delivery brand group has finally overachieved the financial guidance provided for 2020. Fiscal year adjusted EBITDA reached 30 million euros, clearly exceeding the upper extreme of the range provided of between 17 million to 24 million, and of which 16 million euros were in Q4. Regarding CFADS, it amounted to -1.5 million euros, also materially ahead of the guidance of -14 million to -22 million provided, benefiting from the strong performance in Q4, as well as some favorable phasing impacting both collections and payments. System sales reached circa 1 billion euros, with a decrease of 20% compared to 2019, mainly as a result of the restrictive measures related to COVID in all countries, implying temporary closures, opening hour restrictions, or limitations for dine-in and takeaway. Revenues for the 2020 period amounted to 356 million. This is a reduction of 10% compared to prior year. The different performance between chain sales and revenues is mostly explained by the dissimilar weight and performance of the different revenue lines, but also from changes in the perimeter of the stores between 2020 and 2019, with some equity stores being transferred to franchisees and also the acquisition of the PH business in Mexico in January 2020. As of 31st December 2020, 97% of our stores were open, although still affected to a greater or lesser extent by the restrictions, which are frequently changing as the pandemic evolves. The company expects that such market conditions will continue at least during H1 2021 until the vaccine is more widely spread and covers a substantial percentage of the population. In this complex environment, the company has continued reinforcing its delivery and digital capabilities to offset the limitations in dine-in and takeaway as a result of the pandemic. In 2020, delivery represented 52% of total sales, that is 14% more than in 2019, and online orders reached 36%. As anticipated, the group has been working on different alternatives to reinforce its liquidity to face these complex trading conditions, as well as to have the capacity to execute the investment requirements defined in its business plan. As a result, and in addition to the fully drawn 45 million euros revolving credit facility in March 2020 and the arrangement of a 10 million euro loan with Santander in June, In December 2020, the group signed a framework agreement with ICO and Santander for the obtention of new loans guaranteed by ICO for an additional amount of 30 million, and up to 42 million from a subordinated loan from the main shareholders of the FDB Group, of which 20 were already disbursed simultaneously with the new ICO loan in February 2021. As of December 2020, cash at bank in the group amounted to 45 million euros. This, together with the new funding from the banks and shareholders, provide us with a strong liquidity to face these hopefully last months of the pandemic. Also, as commented, we are finalizing an amendment to the terms of the JAM Alliance to reflect the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the goals, incentives, and timeframes in the original terms of the agreement. We expect these negotiations to complete in the very near term. However, as of the date of this presentation, such amendment has not been finalized. Finally, as reported in December, Mr. Jacobo Calle has been appointed as CEO of the group, and Mr. Pablo Juantegui, former CEO, will remain as non-executive chairman. These changes are effective from March 1st, 2021. On the next slide, number seven, you can find a summary of the key operational and financial metrics for the year 2020. As I have just mentioned, the financial results for the year 2020, and despite of a tougher than expected last quarter due to the recurrent waves of COVID, have exceeded the guidance provided both in terms of EBITDA and cash flow available for debt service. The impact of the pandemic is clearly visible in the decrease of the sales figures, 20% versus prior year, a result of the ongoing restrictions to mobility, curfews, reduction in operating hours, or limitations applied to dine-in and takeaway. We expect that the strong operational leverage of the business will allow us to be back to pre-COVID margins and volumes as soon as the effect of the pandemics are less noticeable. However, in parallel, the group is working together with our franchisees in plans to recover the stock network, which has suffered a material reduction of units, and to take advantage of the opportunities resulting from the new competitive landscape. If we move now to slide number eight, there you can see the key metrics of the business for Q4 compared with the same period for 2019, as well as the monthly evolution within the quarter. Q4 figure sales amounted to 271 million euros, plus 12% versus Q3, gradually reducing the gap compared to 2019, with sales decreasing by 18% in this quarter versus minus 24% quarter-on-quarter in Q3. However, the consequences of the recurring waves of COVID during the quarter, and especially the restrictions in place during Christmas high sales period, hampered a stronger and more sound recovery of the business activity in this period. Anyhow, the strong operational leverage of our business, together with the cost control actions deployed, resulted in a very strong quarter in terms of EBITDA, plus 16 million euros, representing more than 50% of the annual figure and in line with Q4 2019. As already mentioned, the group closed 2020 with 45 million liquidity, without including yet the new financing from ICO, Santander, and the subordinated loan from the main shareholders. Let me now turn to page number 9, where we provide a preliminary overview in regards to the company's Q1 fiscal year 21 results, as well as our preliminary outlook on April and May 2021. Full details on Q1 results will be published at the end of May, tentatively on the 28th. As you can see in this slide, all metrics reflect how the recovery of the business is gaining traction as the restrictions and progress are progressively released, a trend that we expect will consolidate in the coming quarters, although we still see a relatively complex second quarter until vaccination is more widely spread across our equity countries. This positive trend is clearly reflected in our chain sales, which decreased only single digit to minus 9.5% quarter on quarter in Q1 2021, versus circa 18% in Q4 2020, or also in the circa 6 million euros of adjusted EBITDA achieved in this quarter, an increase of 56.6% 2.6% compared to Q1 2020. Outlook for April and May confirmed this sustained recovery, although with some countries still materially suffering from the impacts of the restrictions like Chile or Ecuador. Figures for net debt and cash show the new financing structure that I have just mentioned. On next page, we are providing some preliminary guidance on fiscal year 2021 under the assumption that normality will be achieved gradually during H2, and that no new strong COVID waves come up in the coming months. Under this scenario, we expect that fiscal 2021 adjusted EBITDA will be in the range of 39 million-41 million, and cash flow available for debt service at -10 million to -14 million. We expect our net new units to grow in 2021, recovering part of the shortfall seen in 2020 as a result of the pandemic. Also, our store economics are expected to progressively align to 2019 towards the end of the year. Having said that, I would like to emphasize that the operating environment is changing daily, and this guidance is subject to revision as market dynamics evolve. On slide number 12, you can see an update on the evolution and impact of COVID-19 on our key operating regions during this last quarter. As mentioned, COVID restrictions are lasting more than expected as a result of recurring waves and the slow ramp-up in the vaccination process. The consequences are seen at a greater or lesser extent in all the territories where we are present, with a few exceptions of Ireland and Switzerland. In general, are more noticeable in the PH network, given its wider presence in shopping malls, airports, and other high-traffic locations, and its higher component of dine-in in their sales. To offset this adverse environment, the company continues focusing its efforts in reinforcing its delivery capabilities by introducing new tracking tools, improving takeaway sales, and reducing our dependency on dine-in and food courts. Last year, 37% of our sales came from online, and 9% more than one year ago, and aggregators contributed with circa 23% of our sales, helping us to expand our consumer base. In the next slide, number 13, you can find some more granularity on the performance in the last Q of 2020. As you can see in the slide, as of the end of December, the percentage of the store closed were below 5% in all equity countries, with the only exceptions of PH in Portugal due to the tougher restrictions impacting shopping malls, airports, and other locations. Q4 monthly performance shows the impact of the stricter conditions enacted to prevent a strong post-Christmas wave. This is clearly visible in Spain, Portugal, Chile, or Ecuador, showing positive or single-digit negative sales growth in October, but stepping back in November and December a result of it. This complex environment is expected to continue at least during H2, but we are confident that normality might be achieved after the summer. Meanwhile, the company continues adapting its operations and procedures to cope with the situation and preparing to take quick advantage of the opportunity that the market recovery will bring to QSR and our business in particular. On the next slide, number 15, you can see the evolution of system sales and revenues for these 12 months of 2020 compared to prior year, as well as the split between own and franchise stores. As already mentioned, system sales for the year amounted to circa 1 billion euros, a reduction of 20% to 2019, with last quarter decreasing by 18%, 2 percentage points better than the average for the fiscal year, and showing the gradual recovery of our sales performance. The different performance between own and franchise sales of -6% and -23% respectively is mostly explained by the higher concentration of dine-in sales in our PH franchisees in the master franchise territories in LATAM, suffering from a sharper sales decline for this reason. 2020 group revenues reached 356 million, a 10% reduction year-on-year. As mentioned in prior quarterly results, the difference performance between both metrics come basically from the higher decrease experienced by our PH master franchise in LATAM and our own operations in Chile due to the bigger weight on Dainin, but also from the inclusion in our consolidation perimeter of the PH business in Mexico, acquired in January 2020. Slide 16 shows the disparate pace of recovery between our two big markets, EMEA and LATAM, but also the different performance metric for the Telepizza and Pizza Hut network due to the structural and circumstantial facts as already described. The higher weight of PH and dine-in sales in LATAM, the longer the escalation process is still ongoing in some LATAM countries, and the high concentration of owned stores in Chile, one of the countries in the LATAM region suffering the stricter curfews and restrictions. As clearly noticeable in the table on the right side of the slide, 2020 system sales in LATAM declined 26% on a constant currency basis, 18 percentage points more than EMEA, with a yearly decline of circa 10%. By brands, Telepizza chain sales declined less than 12%, while PH reached -24%, also as a constant currency basis. Moving now to slide 17. During 2020, our store network in the MEF territories, this is excluding Ireland, Russia, and other minor countries, reached 2,261, with a net decrease of 155 stores to our master franchisee perimeter. In this period, 19 Telepizza stores were converted to the Pizza Hut brand. As you can see in the chart, the decrease in the network has been mainly concentrated in LATAM, where the impacts of COVID has been more severe and the access to additional financing to cope with this sales downturn has been so far limited for some of our franchisees. The company is currently working together with our franchisees in plan to recover the store network and take advantage of the market opportunities that will arise after the pandemic. Slide 18 summarizes the main factors impacting the company's fiscal year 20 adjusted EBITDA versus prior year. As already mentioned, 2020 adjusted EBITDA amounted to 29.6 million euros, overachieving the initial guidance of 17 to 24 million for the year. Almost 28 out of the 37 decrease in the period are directly attributable to the sales decline linked to the pandemic. The same reason is behind the loss of circa 8 million euros of expansion incentive related with the opening of new outlets obtained in 2019 but not achieved in 2020. Also, but to a lesser extent, the comparison with prior year is impacted by the initial negative contribution of a recent acquisition in Mexico out of our consolidation perimeter last year, and also the lower profits from the reselling of owned stores to franchisees versus last year. All these negative impacts were partially offset by reduction in overheads and other operational savings, including reductions in rentals and other costs. In the next page, slide 19, shows our income statement summary for fiscal 20. As already explained during this presentation, overall revenues decreased by 10%, reflecting the combined performance in our own store network versus the flow of revenues captured from the franchisees network, which include royalties, provision of food services, and their contribution to the marketing fund. The different performance by revenue line, -2.3% in own stores versus -15.9% from franchisees, is partially motivated by the change in the revenue mix due to the inclusion of as own stores of the units from the acquisition of PH in Mexico, but mostly to the lower flow of royalties from our PH franchisees in LATAM due to the pandemic. Regarding adjusted EBITDA, full year figure was finally 29.6 million, reaching an 8.3% margin, an outstanding performance in an extremely complex market and operational environment. In slide 20, you can see now a summary of the main buckets of 2020 CapEx. As anticipated, the company has adjusted its level of CapEx during this period to preserve liquidity and ensure the most efficient use of capital, meanwhile the uncertainty about the impact of COVID on consumer and economy persists. Compared to prior year, 2020 CapEx has reduced to less than 50%, 31.4 million versus 66.1 million in 2019. driving most of it to growth and expansion of the business, as well as developing new digital and operational capabilities. The next page, slide 21, shows our summarized cash flow statement for the year. Operating cash flow for fiscal 20 amounted to circa minus 3 million, 6 million better than in the previous quarter, as a result of the gradual recovery experienced in the last quarter of the year. Cash flow available for debt service, excluding overdue payments from 19 of circa 33 million, was minus 1.5 million. And as of the end of 2020, the company was mostly current with all its suppliers. Negative working capital in the period is motivated by the sales reduction experienced in the period and, as I've just mentioned, the effort of being current in all our payments as the business entered in a more stable situation. As a result, we closed 2020 with 45 million of cash, and the first half coupon was paid as scheduled in January. Moving now to slide 22, as anticipated, Telepizza net leverage at year-end increases slightly to 11.7 times versus 11.2 in Q3 and 4.3 times as of December 31st, 2019. Reflecting the lower LTM EBITDA due to the COVID and the incremental leverage since the change of ownership occurred last year. We expect this ratio to gradually decrease in the coming quarters as we left behind the worst period of COVID and we stabilize our cash burn. To end up this 2020 earnings presentation, I would like to highlight the good performance of the business during an extraordinarily difficult year, our capacity to overcome the tough challenges resulting from the pandemic, and the overachievement of the financial guidance provided to the market. Although we still have some clouds ahead, the completion of the new financing during Q1 2021 and the revised terms of the JAMS Alliance provide us with a stable commercial and financial framework to heal the impacts from 2020 and lay the foundations to capture the opportunities that this new environment will bring to the group. Having said that, we are confident to achieve the guidance provided for this year of 39 to 41 adjusted EBITDA. I would like to thank you all for listening to this recording in relation with our 2020 earnings presentation. Q1 results will be released on the 28th of May. Meanwhile, please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any outstanding questions. From all of us at Telepizza, thanks and have a nice day.